7 minutes past 8 o'clock, and as promised, Scott Stewart from Elaleni. He is the Dwell Properties specialist agent that deals with things matters Elaleni estate, and he's in the studio on the morning show. Welcome to you.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to see you again, and it's always good talking property, especially a successful venture like Elaleni. I believe you guys have been responsible for almost all the sales, 98% of the sales on Elaleni.
Yeah, pretty much the large majority of it. If you'll allow me to go off-piste, before we talk Elaleni, I'd just like to remind everybody on the North Coast that it is, in fact, Bock Friday. The Bocca are playing a massive game tomorrow night against France, and I haven't seen one Bock jersey out there. So if you...
Oh, you missed it. There was a parade earlier.
Was there?
I wondered why. Because the game's tomorrow.
There's a massive game tomorrow night. It's Bock Friday. It's the least we can do. So if you haven't got your jersey on, go home and get your jersey, please.
Now, is what you're wearing a Bock jersey?
It's a Bock supporter jersey.
Okay, because the white had me a bit confused there. Okay. I was looking for the green and gold.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's a nice, bright, bold statement. So good
sorry,
for you.
Sorry to distract you. Let's go back to Elaleni.
No, it's all part of the same thing, you know. South Africa, pride and joy.
Exactly.
And Elaleni is one of those jewels in the crown. So let's talk about it. I mean, you know, it's been a while since we've spoken Elaleni and all things happening on the estate. And you guys at Dwell have been working closely with the developers over the past 9 years. And can you believe it's 9 years
already? I know.
It's unbelievable. Who said that?
I know.
You say that often, hey? Unbelievable. Love that sports report. Okay, so you witnessed Elaleni established from grassroots. And from then to today, you've seen huge developments. And it's still one of the top of the pops on the North Coast. What makes it so special?
What makes it special, you know, there's two phases to Elaleni. There's the coastal forest estate, which was a kind of rare jewel. You know, that forest is beautiful. It's probably, you know, up to 100 years old, some of those trees. So the developer's dream there and his vision was to create a township, a community around that, a lot of responsibility around maintaining the forest from an environmental perspective. And then the infrastructure, the architecture, what they've created there is really, it's beautiful, you know, where the natural greenery meets the architecture. For me, in my opinion, I think it's probably the most beautiful estate to look at. And then in the second phase was completely different. You know, it was a blue gum forest where they've had to kind of rip everything else and start from scratch. And yeah, the whole concept there is that all your green space is under plantation of fruit and veg and nuts. So all the streetscapes have macadamia nuts and pineapples and grapes and limes and lemons.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because that was the sort of premise and the promise and the proposition that many people bought into. That was a few years back when it started. So by now, I presume you already are seeing the fruits, if you'll pardon the pun, of your labor.
Absolutely. You know, some of the stuff was planted up to probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a planting rollout that still continues now in the kind of final phases of the estate. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy picking limes and squeezing limes into my tequila and soda. We've got pineapples growing outside. I live in the estate, so, you know, we've got pineapples growing outside our door, macadamia nuts falling off the trees. There's a wide variety. So, I mean, for those who haven't seen it, it's a really cool and different estate. So come and have a look.
Well, there it is. And, you know, talking about the two different almost offers within the estate, there are two distinct lifestyle offerings, aren't there?
Correct. Yeah, you've got the coastal forest estate, which is the first phase, and the second phase is called the lifestyle estate.
Which do you prefer?
Well, they've both sold at an incredible rate. We were blown away by the sales of the coastal forest estate, which obviously has that like rare beauty. But what we've seen is that the rate of sale through the lifestyle estate, where all the fresh produce is, has been just as fast. I've bought into the lifestyle estate, so I'm slightly more biased. I do prefer it there. But it's quite, to be honest, it's 50-50. You know, people seem to enjoy both phases just as much. And you've got access to the facilities in both phases, to the whole estate. So you get to share a bit of everything there.
Okay, you talk about facilities. I believe the clubhouse is under construction, the long-awaited clubhouse.
Yes, the Harvest Barn is nearing completion now. We've been told, and it looks like it's on track. It's going to be complete by Feb next year. I mean, just to go back to all the facilities, when you're looking at Iloleni in totality, we've got down in the Fig Swamp Forest, there's two clubhouses, one which is a yoga studio, more quiet adults kind of zen clubhouse. Then you've also got the leisure center, which is your kiddies, pools, slides, pizza oven, braai areas, your noisy family clubhouse. Then on the lifestyle estate side, there's paddle courts, tennis courts, cricket nets. There's the beach club on Salt Rock Main Beach, where obviously all homeowners have access to, which makes beach going incredibly pleasant. And then, like you say now, the final clubhouse is the Harvest Barn. So nearing completion now in Feb. It offers a restaurant, a gym and sauna area with toilets and change rooms. It's got a 25-meter lap pool, kiddies play area, and the whole clubhouse overlooks a little fishing dam. So the dam is built. They're going to fill it up in the next coming months and stock it with bass. So you can have a nice kind of a wide offering there at that clubhouse. So it's probably our best clubhouse out of everything that's being built and to be built. So very exciting for all the residents, and we're seeing a lot of uptake in the sales now that all the facilities are basically going to be complete.
Wow. Well, it sounds extraordinary. And from a location perspective, it's well placed, and there are developments around your development that are adding to the attraction. I think particularly of the interchange that's coming, that's going to make access to that Sheffield part of the world a hell of a lot quicker than coming off on the Salt Rock off ramp and trying to get through the traffic. That's going to be good. And there's also a new school, and a very good school. I've had a chat with the headmaster.
Absolutely. Seaton House is there. I mean, if you allow me to take it back, like as you say, 9 years ago, the Sheffield node was forests and farms. You know, when we launched Iloleni, there wasn't one house in any of these surrounding estates. What you see now is thousands of homes. You've got to take your hat off to the developers. You know, they've had to upgrade a lot of the services, the roads, to allow these townships to grow. And a lot of them are going far and beyond, you know, like you say, with the on-ramp, with the school, the shopping centres. And fortunately, where Iloleni is positioned, you know, your access to the N2 now is 2 minutes from the gate. You've got, from what sounds like an incredible school coming in, Seaton House is going to be literally walking distance, you know, and a shopping center probably, you know, 5 to 7 years coming after that, or not after that, coming from now, I should say. So absolutely, it all kind of falls in our favor, and it does make it, you know, a massive value add to what we have there.
Well, it's extraordinary to see how fast things have developed and continue to develop. And it's also interesting to see how the early adopters that got in very quickly and they saw the promise and they saw the potential, and right now they must be smiling like mad, because I'm sure the prices have done the same thing.
They do. Shame, you know, you get the guys who came in early, and a lot of them could see the vision. A lot of people couldn't, and they come back, you know, 5-7 years later, and they go, oh, wow. We've completely, you know, we missed it in the beginning, but it's amazing to see how it is now. But
yet they haven't, because it is still very much in a, I'm talking about the area,
yes,
in a developmental stage. So anyone getting involved now, in 5 years' time, which is like tomorrow,
yes,
is going to look back and say, that was the best thing I ever
Again.
Did. Huh?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. The continuous growth around the area and what it offers is phenomenal.
And talking about that, are there still sites available? Are there still
absolutely properties? I mean, we're nearing the last kind of 20% of, even less than that, you know, 15% of what's available directly from the developer, but there's a wide variety of what you can buy. You can buy vacant land from just over R1 million. You can go, I mean, and your vacant land goes from R1 million up to 6.5 million rand, you know. That's from 500 squares up to 5,000 squares.
Wow. So you can buy that size?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a wide variety, you know, and there's apartments, you know, sectional title, property, off-plan, and stuff that's built. You've got studios from 1.5 million rand. You've got two-bedroom apartments from 2.2 million rand. You've got your entry-level homes to the estate built for 4.5 million rand, all the way up to homes that we're listing now for 16, 17 million rand. So there's a bit for everybody, you know. It's not only for the rich and famous. And
Does it have a kind of exclusive feel to it, or does it have a more friendly, gentle feel? Not that they are what, exclusive.
The entire estate, you say?
Yeah,
it's got a beautiful soft feel. Like I said earlier, the natural vegetation and where that architecture meets is beautiful. You've got stunning homes. You've got people who've really, you know, thrown amazing effort into their homes, and it's outstanding to see what people are spending and the kind of design flair that goes into them, all within kind of a design manual.
And is there a sense of community in terms of?
Absolutely. Yeah, obviously, because first homeowners moved in, what must have been six or seven years ago. It's now hundreds of people that live in the estates. I mean, you look back at last week was the Halloween, and all the kids are out eating sweets, getting their sugar rushes in, and everybody comes out and has a lot of fun. But there's activities going on a weekly basis. If you're into birding, there's birding clubs. There's, if you're into drinking wine, there's wine clubs, there's whiskey clubs, there's all sorts. So obviously, for the nature lovers, the outdoor activists, you know, there's a bit of everything for everyone.
Wow. But it really does sound, you know, people that look at the North Coast as a destination, as a lifestyle and an investment opportunity, come down seriously with, I suppose, a view to, well, there are more established brands on the market that I think grab a lot of attention, and Elaleni is rapidly becoming one of the most exciting propositions, for obvious reasons. We've just discussed that. Do you find that folk are coming down now, this festive season, to have a holiday, obviously, but also to have a look-see about wanting to change their lives, lifestyle for family reasons, etc.? Those that are coming and looking for this sort of thing, how would they get hold of you?
It's really simple. You go onto Google, you type in Elaleni, and if you push the phone button, it phones directly to my phone. Alternatively, you can email me, scott@elaleni.co.za, but also hop onto our website, our Facebook page, our Instagram page. You can learn a little bit more about the estate, and quite simply click on contact and you'll come through to our office.
Wow. Scott's one of the most exciting propositions on the North Coast is yours. I think you're a lucky man to live the dream and to sell the dream.
Absolutely.
You're clearly doing it very well, so very congratulations grateful. To you, yeah. And long may you run, as the beach boys said once about their old banger. Scott Skewis, my very special guest this morning from Elaleni Estate. If you have a question, a query, if you'd like to have a site visit, if you are considering an investment or a lifestyle change, I would suggest you give him a shout, because it sounds absolutely extraordinary. Thanks for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me, and go Booker.
And exactly that. And we'll be putting this up as a podcast shortly, so if you want to listen again, you're most welcome to listen again on demand. The Morning Show continues.